this idea, all right.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's funny, I had a little meeting this morning before the show with the bosses here. I like to call them bosses. I think Benny calls them bosses. And I walked in about 4 minutes late due to traffic. And if you heard Benny do the traffic, or if you heard the traffic here, Benny or Taylor do the traffic, then you knew that there was a crash up at my exit up in Bothell. Bam! I hate to see that because I've had a number of different car accidents in the past couple of years, and I really feel for people. It's really, really tough. But I want to welcome you to the show. So let me just explain a little bit what's going to happen here today in the first hour. Many of you have loved the format. You've absolutely loved when I open up phone lines and I do on-air readings. It's not something I do very often because I love interviewing people. I love bringing you the best of the best. But we've started to incorporate some of the things that I do when I'm not on air. And I actually have a coaching practice that I incorporate a lot of tools that I've learned along the way. And so what we're wanting to do today is to give you an opportunity to give us a shout. And I will do I'll do a short reading for you on a particular question or thing that's going on in your life. And what I love to work with are archetypes. So I'll be able to pull an archetype card from the deck and just help you with the energies that you're going to need to move forward. So we have a toll-free number here at the show. I think I ate too much yesterday, Benny.
But Thanksgiving is over with, unless you're still ripping through your post-Thanksgiving.
I didn't rip through them yesterday, but I did rip through them the day before. I think it's catching up with me now. Catching up with me.
Possibility.
It is a possibility. That's what happens when you make those gluten-free brownies and add those extra chips in it. We have a toll-free number for you. If you would like to get in the queue and have a reading, what I ask you for is I want the day that you are born. For example, my date, I was born December 11th, so my day is the 11th. And we'll need your name, and then the question or an area that you're looking at getting some assistance with. So if you do that, that would be great. We have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. I have one last thing that I would like to ask you to provide us with. Your favorite song. I want to know your favorite song. And you'll find out why when you call in. So today, 1-800-930-2819, toll free. We're going to pull a card to kick the show off. It's not the prosperity deck, but it's another deck that has a message. 1-800-930-2819 for those of you who want to call in for the show. If you're not able to call in for the show, we have many, many ways in this hour for you to get some get plugged in. You can go to the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side, put your information, ask your question. You could go to Transformation Talk Radio on the right-hand side, put in your question, your name, and that information. Or during this hour, you can go to psychiconair.com. That's psychiconair.com. And what you can do there is you can also give them, they have an instant feedback mechanism there, and Benny manages that, so we'll try to get everybody in. So right now we're going to pull a card, and I've got my little teeny computer because my big one's in the shop. It's at our local Staples. They're working on it. But I'm hoping I can read these cards, Denny. If not, I have my little glasses.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby.
Yeah, here we go. And this is funny. I can actually read these. It's good. I got to put them back a little bit, but I can actually read these. These are universal cards that I use. You ready? I now joyously radiate the pure love and wisdom of my higher self to those around me and to all humanity. I am one with divine love. One with divine love. That's our message for today. I'll read it again. I now my little East Coast accent right there. I now joyously radiate the pure love and wisdom of my higher self to those around me and to all humanity. I'm one with divine love. Okay, I will tell you again. I'm going to be doing readings for the first hour of the show, and then we have a super guest. If you want to participate, if you'd like a card pulled, or you'd like to get some help on something that's going on in your life, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or go to the instant message screen at the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. So, Mr. Benny, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
I'm just getting into my seat now.
You are.
I know. Lights are, the bright lights of New York City are hitting me in here. Don't you think?
New York?
Yeah. It feels like the bright lights of New York City. So let's go to the phones.
Oh, okay.
God, I knew I'd get them. Kind of like that.
All right, let's bring on Nicole from Issaquah.
Hey, welcome Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Cool. How can we help you today? And let's talk about, first of all, what day of the month you were born?
The 6th.
All right. And so you like Jackson 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. ABC by the Jackson 5?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'll tell you why I ask you those questions in a minute. So,
okay.
So let me just get a sense of what you want to work on today. Give me an idea.
I am stuck.
Okay.
I've been stuck for a very long time.
How long is long?
And years.
Okay, like 5? Oh, 10. Okay, 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say it's in the department of trust, love, being open to it, giving, receiving.
Okay. So you're stuck. You've been stuck 10 years. How does that show up in your life? Because I know what stuckness is about. I've been stuck, too. How does it show up? Me, I just couldn't get off the couch. How does it show up for you?
It's like I can't go over the line. Like I can't cross over. Like I have a wall up all the time.
So that means that people can't get close?
Right.
Okay. And is that because you had an experience of that before, which I know you did?
Yes, I'm sure that's.
Okay.
But I've had everything imaginable. I've gone to therapy. I've been dealing with this forever, and I just can't get over the line to trust.
So
to the point of.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll be alone. You can't keep the wall up forever. Eventually be alone. And that's still not enough to move me over the line.
Okay. So are you alone now in your life?
Am I what?
Are you alone now in your life?
Well, there are people around me, but I'm alone.
So, you know, you don't have a partner. Is that what you're saying?
I do have a partner, but I'm alone in that because I'm not allowing him in.
Okay, so I want to do this. I want to ask you a question. How does he respond to that?
He's been patient, but he's lost his patience now.
So
he's basically saying it's completely up to you.
So can I ask you a question? Then I'm going to pull some cards for you. This is the last question.
Yeah.
Last question, and then I'm going to go to break, and then you and I are going to work together when we come back. What's the worst thing that could happen to you if you opened up your heart to someone?
That I would be abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
That I would be, need that trust and then have the trust broken.
And that's so,
fear.
Yeah. So what happens with that is you'd rather not experience a full range of emotion, connection, and intimacy, right?
Yeah.
Because you're afraid you're going to lose it. So, you know, because you're not wanting to experience that, probably for some very good reasons, right, you're willing to not have it at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consciously.
No, consciously. I get it. I mean, I have to tell you, Nicole, you're crystal clear. I have to tell you, I work with a lot of people. They are not this clear. They are like, I think I might have had a past life where somebody hit me. I said, really?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No, you're
yeah.
clear. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
Oh, good.
Okay, are you going to hang on?
Yay.
Would you mind hanging on the line while we go to break?
No.
Okay, and then when we come back, I'm going to have a whole bunch of cards out there for you. I love Nicole. She is so clear. If I was as clear as Nicole is, if I was that clear 30 years ago, oh, my gosh, the juicy relationships I would have had, girl. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Experience the wisdom of your body using kinesiology or muscle testing. Explore methods of consciously receiving the messages your body is sending. Are you holding on to emotional baggage or emotional trauma from the past? Are you experiencing minor and annoying yet chronic ailments? Find out if your body is subconsciously trying to get you to move in a different direction, or it's just trying to get a need met. Go to awakentherapies.com. That's awakentherapies.com. Or make sure you call 425-998-3637.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy. Free?
Are you overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Does insecurity interfere with your daily life? Dr. Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, can help you to finally break through these challenging emotions. Dr. Bernie Siegel raves, this book can help you to abandon your past and achieve your potential. Dr. Christine Northrup writes, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is beautifully written and loaded with the truth that can free you from the adverse effects of fear and anxiety. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Nicole is waiting online to chat. Okay, Nicole, how are you doing? Was that a long wait for you?
No, not too bad.
Okay, not too bad.
Great answer.
Great answer. So we played a little bit of that Jackson 5. When I played that song, how did that feel to you?
It's like going back into happy times of youth and carefree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
So that song makes you smile a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, what if I were to tell you that there are ways that you can smile all the time, right? Not that you probably want to, but there are ways for you to smile most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I love about you calling in is that you're really clear. You're crystal clear. You know, most of the time, the problems we run into have to do with not understanding what's happening in our lives or not really getting. So when you say you're stuck, you get why you're stuck. You know what you're doing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So they're probably, and we're probably not going to get into them here because probably, you know, pretty personal and I'm not going to put you on the spot, but there are probably things that happen when you're around someone. It doesn't even have to be a loved one. It could be somebody else. It could be a friend. Are you close to any friends? Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really tight with your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's love relationships. It's intimate relationships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the line, you know, something in your consciousness, either, and I'm not going to joke about this, either a past life or this life, has caused you to dig in and say, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
So the pain of change, right, the pain of change has to be less than the pain of staying the same.
Yeah.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
The pain of change, right, has to be less than or equal to the pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I don't want you to get to that place where you're there, where the pain of change is equal to the pain of staying the same, because that is an awful place to be. You're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your pain is not quite there. Or you'd be doing something seriously different. But I don't want you to have to go there. Here's what I'd like to say to you. You were born on the 6th, correct?
Yeah.
Tell me the month.
June.
So you were born on 6-6.
Yes, I was.
Okay, great. So there's an exercise that I want you to do. Okay?
Yeah.
6 times a day, 6 days a week. I want you to listen to the Jackson 5 ABC song.
Okay.
Okay? Now, I don't know if you're thinking, oh, she's lost her mind here. No? I would love for you to do that, yeah.
Okay.
What's the issue about being born on the 6th? What is the issue with you being born on 6-6? There's something.
Because the year also starts with a 6. So you have 3 6s in a row.
Oh, like June 6, 2006, or June 6, I don't know, what?
67.
Okay, so you were born on June 6, 67.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you realize that the 7 really throws all of that out the window.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
7's a really cool number.
Yeah.
The idea of 666 has been misrepresented in our culture and our life. No matter how you look at that number and the counterparts of those numbers, they represent an esoteric energy. Okay? And so what I want you to do is you have to really shift your notion about those dates, because this is really, believe it or not, this is not a stretch. This is one of the issues. Something around your birth date, it has given you this idea about who you are in your life, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So do you call yourself strange things around that date?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you think them, don't you?
I mean, I just remember being told, you know, oh, you're 3 6s. Wow, 3 6s. Just comment. So.
Okay.
You know what that means or things like that. But.
Okay.
Not recent.
Okay, good. Well, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be recent. So here's what I want to ask you about. Are you comfortable in making a home, or does making a home scare you?
I guess it scares me a little.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want to say to you. I'm going to pull some cards around this to shift this a little bit and get you some help. You know, because what you learn when you're homeless is you learn that home is one of the most important things you can have, and you can create it just about anywhere. And so part of the conversation is what would happen, how would it feel like to you if you were to create a home with your current partner?
I guess I'd have to use that fear word again, fear of it getting lost, being taken away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not lasting.
Mm-hmm. Does your partner want to make a home with you?
Yes.
All right. So here's the deal. Half of the battle is over. You're not having to convince somebody that just don't want to be there with you to be there. So that's number one. All right. Number two, can you think of three things you're grateful about him?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they?
Mm-hmm. Compassionate, righteous, giving.
Okay. Now, you need to stay optimistic. This is going to be the first card I pulled for you. This is going to be the major lesson for you, okay? You
mm-hmm.
have to be optimistic. A lot of times, Nicole, people quit right before the miracle happens because
yeah.
we build up a story around it's not going to happen. So, you know, are you able to be optimistic even about being stuck?
I can.
Okay. What does staying optimistic start to look like, feel like, and how do you act when you are optimistic?
It looks happy.
Okay.
And peaceful.
Okay.
And worthy.
Okay. Great. So this is going to be your message. Optimism. Stay optimistic. When was the last time that you bought your partner flowers or chocolate or something he liked?
A couple years.
Okay. So your next assignment, after you listen to Jackson 5 six times a day for 6 days a week, you can pick the day you're off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is
yeah.
to think about something special to get him. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but I want you to be optimistic like the card I pulled. And the other thing is I want you to wish upon it. You understand what wishing is about, making a wish?
Yeah.
Okay, you have magic. You have magic in your DNA. You have this. You know what I'm saying? You have magic in your DNA. That's something you were born with. And
uh-huh.
so... what I want you to do is embrace the wishing energy. Wishes are about magical moments. Optimism is about magical moments, magical energies. So I want you to make a wish right now for yourself, mm-hmm. but you do not have to share it on air. If you'd like to,
uh-huh.
you can do that and we'll witness it. But I would like to have you make a wish for yourself and then a wish for him.
Okay.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the greatest wish you can make?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what I'd like you to do is make sure after the show you write it down. There are three archetypes that are going to help you, okay, along the way.
Mm-hmm.
There are three of them, and they're actually interesting. You know, they kind of work together in a lot of ways. One of the things that... one of the archetypes that has showed up for you is the Avenger. And I want to talk about that. There's something that's going on in your energy. And I don't believe in going back in the past and rehashing things. I think about where are we today and what can we move forward. You will need to be your own Avenger. You'll need to be the person that takes your light attributes, everything that balances the scales. You'll need to take them out. That's what they're about. The Avenger is about righteousness, okay? The shadow uh-huh. side of that is getting too righteous, getting self-righteous. So what you want to be able to do is you have to stand up for yourself in this. You have
yeah.
to stand up for yourself. And here's what I mean, Nicole. You know, this is about standing up for your own desire for happiness. This is what I'm trying to say. This is an inside
mm-hmm.
job. So you can, at this moment on, make some decisions, small ones, Jackson 5, six times a day, 6 days a week, making a wish for yourself, writing it down, making sure you're holding it in your heart, So I don't want you to just make a wish and put it on paper. I want you to hold it in your heart. And then bringing optimism forward, okay? So here's the first thing I want to ask you to do. Are you willing to do this? It's not going to be weird. Yeah. Don't worry. You know, I'm not going to say go eat a can of worms or something like that. That's that's another show that I do. what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to be openly optimistic about your relationship. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
From this moment on, you are no longer stuck. It's an illusion.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to create the fantasy of slide and glide. You know, that's the opposite of stuck, right?
Yeah.
You ever get one of those frying pans and they got that coating on it and you throw that egg in there?
Yeah.
And it slides all around? That's you now.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. You're not the old school stainless steel pan that I grew up with, where you could break every yolk of every egg. Okay, so are you willing to embrace the things we've talked about so far?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, read back to me what I've just asked you to do.
Be openly optimistic about my relationship.
Yeah. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you with that too.
Okay. Create a slide and glide fantasy.
Yes. So here's what openly optimistic is about. You don't have to tell me your partner's name, but I'm going to use Benny as a name. You come home and you tell Benny how you feel about him. You go out of your way to stop and pick up something he likes, whether it's flowers or a new laptop for Benny.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You remind yourself every day of how grateful you are for his qualities and for your willingness to embrace them. And you allow yourself to do this in a way where you could take a couple of steps forward and don't beat yourself up if you take a couple back. You got that so far?
Yeah.
You also have to make sure you bring forth the Avenger. When you listen to that Jackson 5 song, you've got to do a little shake your booty to it and shake the energy of stuckness out.
Okay.
Okay, this is your assignment. The other card I pulled for you is the Fool. You know, this is the card that shows up a lot about romance and relationship. The attributes you want to hold on to, this is what I love about being a fool. I've actually been called a fool a lot in my life. A fool shows up, and you're fearlessly revealing your emotions. Fearlessly revealing. Isn't this funny? I picked this card for you.
Yeah, really.
All right, you really is what I'm saying. Fearlessly revealing your emotion. You're going to help people laugh at absurdity and hypocrisy. Do you get this card now?
Well, I get it, but I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I just don't see me doing it.
What would happen if you tried?
I don't know.
What would happen if you tried walking on the wild side of laughter?
I don't know.
So are you willing to try it for a week?
Uh-huh.
A day?
Yeah.
Okay. These are the things, and this is a good place to start. To stop and to start. These are the attributes, the archetypes that are being called forth for you. And this is really the energy that I would encourage you to embrace. Staying optimistic is going to be the number, it's number one on the list. Once you move away from optimism, you are admitting defeat. And that's, honestly, that's not where you are. You know, defeat goes for those that are not clear. You know, that's the idea. This is about you playing. Everything about you is playing. The Jackson 5, being the Fool, you know, dressing up as an Avenger, buying chocolate, getting flowers, whatever it is, saying how you feel. You know what? You don't have anything to lose at this point. Nothing. You have nothing to lose by doing this. So are you willing to take a shot at that for about a week?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So can you please call back next week?
I'll try. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the show. Brad, I'll get right to you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tell me, baby, the boy, you got to know ABC. It's Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Saskia Wells, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We're taking your calls today. 1-800-930-2819. Just me and you. And now Brad. Hey, Brad. Welcome to
the show. Hello, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I met you about a year ago at the Ascension Foundation at that first seance.
That's right.
I was the gemstone guy. I looked at your big ruby that you were.
You did look at that big ruby, and what did you think? I remember your expression when you looked at that ruby.
It's awe inspiring. Yeah. Because a 1 carat a ruby of that quality is worth several thousand dollars, and that's way bigger than that. It was amazing.
It was giant. I know, it's amazing. I have it on my altar. I do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How can we help you today?
Well, everything is just great. My life's about a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, except I don't have any lady friends in my life. And I don't, nightclubs are just too chaotic and energetically, off. They just throw me off. I can't even enjoy myself, and it's just too loud and too confusing.
Yeah, no.
Then I don't use a computer. One of these days I'll step up to the plate, but yeah, so I just don't have any junk. Just that's pretty much it. I mean, my life is just the most incredible thing. You know, 27 years of learning and finally growing to the point where I can just literally create with my thoughts. It's just wonderful. But I'm having trouble creating a lady friend.
All right. I can help you with this, I think. This seems to be the theme for today, which is kind of cool. Usually we get other themes around this time of year, but I like this. It must be, you know, it must be something I'm attracting to the show today. Who knows? Penny's looking at me. So let me ask you a simple question. What would that look like, attracting a lady friend? And, you know, I'm asking this question on purpose because it means different things for different people, right? You know, some people want, oh, man, I need to find my soulmate. And then, you know, I tell them, guess what? Your soulmate is actually your best friend. Now, you know, maybe you should ask for something different here. What does that look like? I want to attract a lady friend.
It looks like somebody that is spiritually compatible with me.
Okay.
Somebody that's not stuck in their own drama.
Okay.
I've kind of moved beyond that. Somebody that's relatively attractive and passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And just somebody just to spend time with a couple of nights a week. At this particular point, anyway, I'm pretty much open to just about anything. But
So let me ask you. You know, do you have a spiritual community?
I'm really not involved with any spiritual community at the moment.
Okay, so that's the first thing that I got, because it was number one on your list. You know, usually when I ask people that question, I get a whole lot of different things, right? Well, she's got to know how to do the rumba or, you know, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's got to be able to sit through 5 vampire movies with me or something like that. But your first call, actually I'm speaking about myself now. Your first call is about spirituality. You know, it's funny because the first archetype I pulled for you was an archetype that is all about that, and that's the mystic. And so,
that's,
you know,
the mystic. That's me. That's
that
me.
Is you, isn't it? That is you, isn't it? Okay. So
I'm the spiritual teacher wherever I go.
Exactly. So here's the thing, though, Brad. You know, this is like the thing. If you're not in a spiritual community, right?
Yes.
You're not going to be meeting people that know other people that would know other people that would introduce, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So because that's so strong for you, and then I pulled the mystic, right? You know, this is about you really looking at a community to belong to, because here's the deal with this. You know, you're not going to meet somebody in a bar. I mean, you might, but it will probably be a fluke, right?
I meet them once in a while. I just go and do it anyway. And, you know, have a nice time for a couple of weeks, and then it's over, which is fine, too.
Yeah.
I'm just totally open for anything. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. That's something different. I hear you asking for something else. I hear you want a friend. I hear you want somebody that shares some common themes with you. You know, you're a nice guy. I mean, I'm like, you know, I don't know anybody listening to this show, but you are, Brad. I mean, you have amazing energy. And so the thing that I think is not working for you is you are unplugged. Isn't that a strange word I just picked? Unplugged. Okay.
Unplugged from where I'm going to be finding those.
Yeah, you're unplugged. You're unplugged from a spiritual community. You're sharing things by yourself, things that are so important. Your spiritual community and foundation is super important to you. And so,
gotcha.
Okay, the other thing is I just pulled another card, and I got a couple of really quick messages for you. There's an area in your life that you have to have compassion over, and I'm not sure what that is, but there's something. There's an area in your life that around this that it just needs a little cleansing. And you don't have to talk to me about it on air. But there's something.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know what it is. But it's some level of compassion, some
okay.
area that you need to focus on for yourself.
Okay.
But I will tell you that because I'm picking a lot of spiritual cards, mystic and otherwise, compassion is a natural card to pull.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, this is Kuan Yin. This is the energy of Kuan Yin.
Yeah, and self-love and compassion for self comes first.
Right, right.
And then when you've mastered,
right.
Yeah, you know where I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, but the other thing is, let's do a different interpretation of this card if we can. Out of all the cards I could have pulled, you pull a female deity.
Oh.
Kuan Yin. Gorgeous, beautiful, mystical. And so, again, the message is coming through that if this is the kind of person you are looking at and this is the kind of person you want, you've got to be around a place where those people are.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, out of all the cards I could have pulled out of this deck, and believe me, I got a million of them, that's
and
the
I've
one
got
I
no,
picked.
I've got no excuses. I've got nothing but time. I'm self-employed. I work about 20 hours a week. I make great money.
Okay.
Okay,
so are you not, do you not know what the spiritual communities are in this area? You live up by me. I mean, but, you know, there are tons that you can plug into and you can try them out. You've got Unity in Seattle. You got the Center for Spiritual Living in Sandpoint. You know, all of these places have activities.
Yeah.
You know, they have people.
Yeah.
They have activities.
That's a great idea. Okay, yeah.
Take a class.
Yeah. Take a class. Yeah.
Okay. This is really going.
Right.
This is an easy solution for you. This really is. You know, it's going to be really hard for you unless you pull that Merlin energy and create a woman in your life. It's going to be hard for you to find them in places where
I can create everything else, I'll tell you. I have no idea where my income is going to come from one day to the next, and every day it just shows up in the most miraculous ways.
That's right, because you don't doubt yourself. So the last thing I want to say to you is you also need to have compassion for your journey around this. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
You have to have compassion. The card that really popped up is the Mother Healing card. And all that means is, you can manifest just about anything. But give the universe a little help here, if you don't mind, Brad. Put yourself in a place where it could make things happen sooner. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay. Any other questions, follow-up questions?
No, my life is just, an absolute, just 2 years ago, it's just everything just shifted, and everything's just absolutely amazing.
Great, great. The last part, the last bit of the puzzle is you need to have some structure around your spirituality and be part of a community.
Okay.
I think that's the last thing. You know, you can pick your community, you can try different ones out, but that's going to help you meet people that are in your energy field, okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Thank you, thank
awesome.
You, thank you. We're going to take a
All
short
right,
break. Good job, Brad. Boy, that was easy. Good job. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back. We've got a couple of instant messages Mr. Benny just printed off for me. Thank you, Benny. Thank you so much. I got like a little techno issue here today. Let's start with Akasha. I think I'm getting that right. I'm wondering if I need to facilitate an opening for my daughter, Kia, to meet or learn about her two brothers she's never met. Yes. The answer is yes. At least that's what I'm hearing for you. And I think you're hearing it too, Kaja. I mean, now the question is, okay, how to go about that? Okay, so here is the delicacy in that. You know, when we look at helping other people and we look at openings for things, it's not about the end result. It's about the journey. It's about the how. And so what I want you to think about before you act is how you're going to go about it, okay? And so, you know, the information you sent me is asking a question. You're wondering if you need to facilitate an opening for your daughter. Now, the word need is a little bit different. It's a different energy. I don't feel that you need to. So let me just clarify. I believe that you want to. You want to facilitate that, or there's someone that wants that opening to happen. But there is a conversation that has to happen, right, between you and your daughter. So what I'm trying to say to you is this is the kind of thing where the how you go about it is way more important than the outcome. It really is. And it's going to tell you whether or not you're ready, whether or not your daughter's ready, and whether or not her two brothers are ready. So there are a lot of people involved in this. So here's what I want to say to you. The card that came up for you is patience. Jumped right out of the deck right there. If you're watching me on camera, you saw that. It's patience. And what you want to do with that is you want to make sure that this is something that you do in divine timing. And so what I'm asking you to talk about or think about is this idea of patience. Now, the other cards I pull for you are release and risk. Only you will know there's something that's going on, something you're afraid of. I'm not quite sure what it is, but there's something you're afraid of. And what I want to say is that whatever that fear is, you have to release it. This is the message that's coming through. but don't take it lightly. You know, fear is a great indicator of things. And so I'm not taking you to brush it on, brush it on the carpet, whatever. I'm telling you to take a real look at it and think about, you know, what is the risk involved in doing this? What is the risk in introducing my daughter to her brothers that she's never met? Is there a risk? Is there not a risk? And then the next thing to do is to think about, is this risk an illusion that I've created or is it real? If it is an illusion, then what you need to do with that is you need to release it. If this is a real concern, for a couple of reasons that I think you know about, I'm not going to talk to you about them on air, but if it's of a real concern for you, then what you have to do is get some help with this. The archetype that I pulled for you is the companion. There is either a friend or somebody in your life that needs to help you with this. Okay, that's what I'm getting for you for today. Those are the three things. Patience is what you need to have. Assess whether this is a high risk, low risk, no risk, but tap into your fear around it. Make sure you're releasing that, and then don't take this journey alone. And I'm not sure what that's about, but I think you know what that's about. Cool. All right. Now, Benny, let's see. Do we have time for...
Yeah, I got 3 minutes. I think you probably ripped through one more.
Let's do one more. Lisa in Oregon. Hi, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. My date, 16. Also, my favorite song, Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. I know you're going to love play that. I'm not sure what your question is, Lisa, but I'm just going to pull a couple cards for you anyway. Rascal Flatts, very cool. Gave Blake Shelton his start, you know. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think they taught him how to drink, but they did give him, you know, he can put down a few. Okay, so here's what we're working with for you, Lisa. Okay, I pulled a hermit, but you know what? I pulled it upside down. So here's the question for you, Lisa. Are you not getting out enough? This is like, are you kind of hanging in your house a little bit too much or something like that? The hermit is an archetype, which I pulled upside down, which is the shadow side, which means you might be trying to, you might need to get out a little bit more. And I'm not sure what that is, but the place for you to get out is in the beginning places of your life, in the basics. I pulled the archetype type card of Eve. And so what I want you to know is Eve is about the goddess, the mother, and the nurturer of all life. So when I pull the Eve card for you, it sounds like you're not getting enough of nature. I don't know why it sounds like that, but I would love to hear more about that. So what I want you to do is please do this. Get yourself into some air, fresh air. You live in a place where you can get a lot of that, just like us. You probably got a lot of rain. But get yourself some fresh air. The other thing I want to say is that there's something that you need to listen to a little bit better. There's something in your life that you're either avoiding, something that you need to listen to. And so the number 16, is kind of interesting for you. It's not a numerology hit. But there's something that I want you to think about on the 7th of this month and again on the 18th of this month. And what I mean is this month being December now, as we move into December. So I want you to pay attention to that. On those 2 days, make sure that you get out in nature, but that you do that in a way where you listen to the nuances of your life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show.
Expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during this program are the responsibility of the host of this program and not of the station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Good Good afternoon, everyone. Taylor Jacobs here with the Alternative Talk AM traffic update. Going to see some major slowing out there on the roads today, so make sure you plan accordingly. Going to see some major slowing on 405 South from Bothell all the way down into the Bellevue area, as well as slowing both directions of 405 on the S-curves from Tukwila up to Newcastle. I-5 is really backed up from about I-90 Boeing Field area all the way up into the 520 exit near UW. You're going to make sure you want to drive safely and leave enough time for traffic. For more traffic, weather, and news updates, stay tuned to the top of each hour or visit 1150kknw.com. And stay tuned. Coming up next, we have another hour of the Dr. Pat Show.
Radio, I'm Lisa Myers. With time running out, the Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, blasted the Obama administration, saying the White House has to get serious about cutting spending to avert going over the fiscal cliff.
Despite the claims that the president supports a balanced approach, Democrats have yet to get serious about real spending cuts.
But Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, says it's House Republicans who are holding a compromise hostage.
Will John Boehner acknowledge one thing, that the solution in the House of Representatives needs to be bipartisan as well? That's exactly what the voters told us.
Palestinians take their quest to become a state to the United Nations today. NBC's Martin Fletcher is on the West Bank.
That would be a major political success for the Palestinians, following sharply on the heels of the success of Hamas in Gaza. Not a military success earlier this month against Israel, but certainly political and diplomatic success.
This is NBC News Radio. The office holiday party is making a comeback this year. CNBC's Mandy Drury.
After years of belt tightening, apparently close to 83% of 100 human resources managers surveyed by Challenger Green Christmas said their companies will host an event this year, including 10% who didn't have a party last year because of the economy. Admittedly, these might be more modest affairs. Think maybe a potluck lunch or maybe just drinks after hours at the office. Whatever. I think people are just happy to have something and get together, right? Remember that there are a few things to do and not to do at these parties. Apparently, things like conversations about work, okay, but only in moderation. Leave the thigh-high dress at home. Think business casual.
And aging endurance athletes may be running a risk. A British study says athletes over 50 often run too fast, too far, and for too many years. I'm Lisa Myers, NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all the KKNW online contests. Entries for our online contest can be completed on the announced website and will be accepted through the deadline published on the contest page. Winners will be selected at random from all eligible entries received. One entry per person. You could win event tickets, trip giveaways, or other prizes of similar value. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150kknw.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Cairo 7 pinpoint forecast on your Alternative Talk 1150 AM for Thursday. Well, we'll see pretty much rain, showers on and off throughout the day today. High temperatures hovering around 51 degrees. For also a little bit later on this afternoon, we'll see some breezy conditions, wind gusts up to 15 miles per hour. We'll also see the low temperatures dropping down to about 44 for this evening. For Friday, we'll see showers once again, high temperatures around 52. But a good thing, though, for Saturday, we'll see scattered showers and a few sunbreaks peeking through. High temperatures still in the low 50s.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
To the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a juicy show for you today. You're going to meet somebody super, super, super special, and we're going to be talking about the voice of global evolution. What a great show. But before we do, I want to say hello to my main man, Mr. Benny. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Pat.
Taylor, how are you? Good job. I want to thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, please go ahead and go to our website, thedrpatshow.com. Sign up for our newsletter, which you receive every week. It's actually going to be getting a new, facelift for 2013. We're going to be changing it up a bit and making sure that you get the kind of information that you want each week about the shows. So we've got some cool things going on. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, each week we have a newsletter we send out to about 10,000 people. And that newsletter lets folks know about the upcoming lineup, the giveaways, the call-in shows, the readings, everything going on. We only send it out once a week, and maybe we'll send it out another time, on special occasions. So, for example, when we helped Dr. Friedemann Schaub launch his now best-selling book and award-winning book, that's when we sent you that information, because you guys like to know firsthand things like that. So it's very, very cool. So just go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com, and you'll see sign up for the newsletter. Yay, there we go. We do not do anything with your email, so I just want to let everybody know, because that's a little pet peeve of mine. I got a hacker in my email this week, Benny. A hacker. And
not
a hacker
good, Pat,
trying
not
to get
good.
That email. But I have a really good firewall thingy on GoDaddy, a really good server firewall.
So it should have protected you,
then. What it does is it takes them all and it identifies them as spam. But the problem is it's like hundreds of thousands of them, and so they clog up the works, and you have to go in and get rid of them. So for those of you out there that are thinking anything about doing that, we gotcha. You're not going to be able to do that. I got Oliver in Germany, and he's all over that. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're going to kick this off by we got a special message today that we would love to give you, send it across the airways, and much more. So you ready, Mr. B?
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby.
There we go. Here is the card for today. I acknowledge and love the light within every human being. In doing so, I allow those around me to manifest the best and the highest of their being. We empower each other in order to create a world of abundance, beauty, and harmony. And today's show is about that. You all get to meet one of our upcoming hosts on Transformation Talk Radio, Patricia Iris Kearns, joining us here today. And, you know, she is someone that has been offering her services to humanity to address the acceleration of things going on. What we're talking about today is this global evolution, the acceleration of many, many energies. She's been working with the mind, body, and spiritual sector of life for over 30 years. She's been honored and privileged to serve spirit in a number of different ways. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the things she's learned, some of the work she's doing. And we're going to talk about what her life has been like as hypnotherapist, as psychotherapist, as Reiki master, you name it. But something happened in the year 2000. That was a really interesting year for a whole bunch of us. Something happened, and you're going to hear about that. And because of that activity, because of what happened to her in her life, she has shaped and carved out a passion, a purpose that involves all of us. Patricia, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. It's lovely to hear you, lovely to be on the show, and I'm really looking forward to sharing lots of information with you.
So I want to ask you a question first. I mentioned something happened to you in the year 2000, and I'll tell you, that was a heck of a year. That was a heck of a year. But Tell our listeners what that was like for you.
Well, it's interesting you should hone in on that little number. That was a year when I stepped out of one 18-year relationship into a brand new relationship. That was one aspect. But I also began in the year 2000 to really channel spirit, the angels, illumined beings of light. And I found that I was being guided away from certain things I'd been doing for quite a while. And really, I feel I was being prepared, if you like, to really take on the mantle of what I'm doing now. And that is working with the voice and helping people reconstruct themselves through their voices as they get rid of their old patterns. And I've had a divine obsession, if you like, all my life with Mary Magdalene. And that began to come in just by people appearing and bringing in paintings or prints or, you know, something about her. And all of that just got amplified. And, I mean, I wasn't crystal clear then about what all this was about, but gradually it has evolved into I am a messenger. I have been activated this year at this time to step up, to speak up, and spread what spirit is asking me to put out globally. And so at the beginning of this year, obviously this has taken 12 years of gestation, if you like, but this year my life has totally changed again, pulled away from a lot of the things I've been doing and stepping into this new thing. And also the law of attraction, I was told quite clearly, you've not to push this. People, the right people will come to you and invite you on a global basis to connect. And I have to say, Pat, that your radio station was one of those opportunities.
Yes, and we're very excited about this because, you know, I don't know if you remember me telling you that radio came to me. I mean, I had asked how I best could, help others in the world. And radio was what showed up to me 9 years ago. And so it's beautiful how this happens. And I wanted to ask you, about your first book and talk about it for a moment. You know, how this book got to be written. I mean, channel is the word that we are hearing a lot. It used to be that you couldn't even say that word, you know, out in public anymore.
That's right.
That is like changed. It's
absolutely
changed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I mean, it's almost like you're coming out the closet.
Yeah. It is like coming out of the closet, but, you know, it's like a giant closet because there's like a lot of people that have gotten this psychic energy. I mean, you call yourself – let's talk about this for a minute because I want our listeners to really – you know, get to know you. When was the first time you were able to address yourself and your gifts, when you were able to say, oh, this is who I am. I do psychic. I do channel this. I do channel this. I do channel Mary Magdalene. I do channel, you know. When were you able to say those things to yourself?
Well, what a wonderful question, because it was only at the beginning of this year. Would you believe that?
Believe that, yes.
But after all these years of knowing, yes, very intuitive, could really no bother step into someone else's energy and pick up, you know, what's going on for them. But the first book, Viva Voce, I really felt then that Archangel Michael, who'd been working with me a lot through Reiki, that was how he really first connected with me. And I know he does so with many who are doing that. And then I wrote the book. And, you know, when I read that book now, it's... is disconnected from me. And I think, my goodness, you know, what I got in 2007 for that is now a lot of people are talking about it now.
Yes.
So it's almost as if I was a little ahead of the game, as I would put it, just getting information a little bit ahead of time. For others,
well,
you know?
Yeah, and, you know, that's rightly so, because, you know, those of us that have been doing this kind of radio for as long as we've been doing it, you know, and I have to say, we've been doing it for 9 years, but I really will give a shout-out to Rob and Brenda. And, you know, the reason I want to do that is because, you know, those two have really opened the door for a lot of us to step into a whole new world of positive talk. You know, we have very different shows. But, you know, you really do have to acknowledge the people that have been scratching and clawing, and maybe they don't see that, but really, you know, allowing others to really take this message out. Now what you have is, believe it or not, you know this, a lot of people are now saying, yeah, I talked to Archangel Michael, and they're not getting locked up in jail. And so times have changed. When we come back from break, I'd love to talk with you about your second book, Love. Love to talk with you about your work. And I hope we're going to be able to open up some phone lines here and get some connecting with people. Let's take a short break, everyone. My very special guest, Patricia Iris Kearns, joining us here today. When we come back, it's all about love.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters. Hey, everybody. Welcome. welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so jazzed to introduce you to Patricia here on the show. Her show is going to air on Sundays on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're talking about Voice of Global Evolution. What does this mean? You know, what is it that each of us gets to tap into? How do we learn? And why is it that Patricia is called to share, you know, what she has learned? What is she offering to humanity? Patricia, thank you for joining us here today. It's great to be chatting with you again.
Well, it's just wonderful to have this opportunity to share what I've learned over many years with other people and, you know, perhaps give them a helping hand mm-hmm. on, give them confidence to do what they would like to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. A lot of language around the divine feminine, a lot of conversations around that. And yet, I don't know if we really understand what that means or how it is meant to show up in this modern time. And I would love for you to share your perspective on that. You know, I think of Mary Magdalene as a very contemporary figure. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could probably pluck her out of where she was and put her into any of the television programs that are on TV here in this country, okay?
Yeah.
You know, she would be about as mainstream as you could get in a lot of ways, but yet represent a body of spirituality and guts that is of our time. So I wanted you to talk about the divine feminine and what you've learned and what are some of the misconceptions about it.
Yeah. Well, the divine feminine energy for me, and we need to clarify straight away that this is not about gender, it's not about sexuality, it's about character aspects of your energy, and for me, very much about love and compassion, those really lovely feminine traits, the nurturing, mothering, that kind of thing. And I was so fascinated with the Magdalene story. I think I've read just about every book that is out there to read on this. And I've always just used my body as the gauge as to do I go with this? Do I resonate with this? Does this make sense to me? Is this true to me? And if I took it on board, if I felt comfortable with it, fine. If not, I just moved on, discarded it. However, you know, when I eventually began, I think Jesus had always come into me very strongly after Archangel Michael. And it was almost as if the Magdalene was somewhere in the background. But because of all this information people were bringing me, really knocking at the door for me. And that was interesting. In my own visualizations, I never saw her fully up there. And I really looked at that within myself, within other people presenting. And you realize that women, over the years, have been suppressed. They've been oppressed as well. A lot of them become entirely depressed because they're not allowing their creativity to flow forward. In other words, we were learning or had taken on board conditioning that really made us be more like the male than the female. And I came up through big business and all of that,
right, me too.
And it was like that.
Yeah, it was. I'm right there with you. I mean, I don't know about what, you know, in your country, but in this country, you even wore the little bow ties. You wore not bow ties, but you wore these little ties that were on your shirt, like before you were born, I think, Benny. But you know what I'm saying.
The Colonel Sanders ties.
Just watch the movie. Things? Watch the movie Working Girl. That movie with the tie on it. Working Girl. I know, but that really epitomized women in the corporate culture. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
But you know what, Pat? This is what I call ancestral stuff. You know, our DNA is programmed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the potato in the cupboard. If you leave it in the cupboard, it'll still grow its tubers. It will do all of that because it's got a little program. So have we. And when we are not fully functioning and bringing forward what we're here to do, then we manifest all kinds of things, diseases and psychic troubles and all the rest of it. So really, For me, it was about going into the programming, the conditioning, but also taking that right back through all the ancestral lineage, right back to Merid. So we're talking 2,000 years ago, and right back into all of that and what indeed happened to her. She, you know, was totally discredited and denigrated, all of that.
Yes.
And women carry that. The clients that I talk to and work with really have a lot of that on board. So when I'm working with them, what I do is I step into their ancestral patterning with them. I have to say, when I'm saying I am, through the we step into it, and we help heal all of that. We cut away cords, ties, hooks that are in from all of that. And that, believe it or not, reconstructs the voice, because what women have lost, had lost, it's getting better, is their voice in society, their voice in business, their voice in politics. And so for me, you know, these are the two things they said very clearly. You've got to bring your voice forward and the divine feminine. I was a professional singer, Pat, on the classical side.
Wow.
So having the voice was no bother to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the voice is so healing.
Mm.
And then you realize that when I use, in fact, they're using my voice right now. I mean, I am an instrument of the divine. I get out my own way. They bring stuff through in my voice that when I sound for people, basically it just rearranges their molecular structure, and it can release trapped blockages from their past and heals them, and it just reconstructs their own voice, because everyone has a beautiful voice. And when you don't compare it to anyone else's, you're always in tune, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can use it to heal yourself. And I really, you're talking about, you know, I just have it up in my site, the voice of global evolution.
Yes.
But what I like to do is teach other people to also become a voice of global evolution, because when we really blend it together with the passion and the purpose of the divine feminine, which is to bring love forward, then we are going to step in 2013 to this beautiful emergence of the oneness, that's what I call it, where we understand we are all interconnected and we are all interdependent.
You know, I want to ask you about this year, 2012, moving into 2013. You know, a lot has been said, people taking trips to Peru, a lot of consciousness moving upward, so to speak, people really searching and exploring their own view of spirituality. But I'm so curious about the divine feminine. You know, what would Mary Magdalene say about 2012 and 2013?
Well, Mary has been working through me a lot. I've been running a teleseminar for the past 12 weeks, helping people prepare to ascend, to birth this real divine feminine energy. And may I say, this is not to be dominating anything else. It must be in divine balance with the masculine. Both are equal. And in fact, when you do become heart-led, which is what the divine feminine is working on, then one understands that the mind is just going to support that and back your heart up to allow you to truly manifest. So really where she's coming from is for 2012, there's been a great deal of work getting rid of the last of negative programming and conditioning and patterns that you've had. And some people, we've got lots of people that have been working on themselves for years, are quite far down that road. You've got other folks that are just beginning now to awaken, which is what my show is about, you know, awaken to this dormant aspect of themselves and bring it forward. So everyone's at different stages, but there need be no fear. I think there's quite a bit of fear out there, you know, I get emails saying, oh, I haven't managed to listen to all my recordings yet. Will I be all ready for the 21st of December? And I think we have to remember that this period of ascension has actually started, you know, many decades ago, and the Earth is working very gradually towards that. It will peak on the 21st of December, and then it will flatten off, and then as we integrate and as we become one, there will be less of a charge. But I think you will be aware that a lot of people have been undergoing massive shifts, massive changes.
Yes.
And really, for me and for what Mary would be saying in that instance is about going within. And, you know, it's like Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, I love him to bits. And Wayne says, you know, if you don't go within, you go without.
Right.
And that is so, so true. And, you know, you could do worse than becoming a meditation junkie, to be honest. It's just the way to go.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, what's interesting is I got a couple of calls this week. I want to talk to you about this when we come back. You know, people are really looking for, quote, the right way to do it. And, you know, what I've discovered along the way is, boy, the minute you can let go of the right way, it shows up. I want to talk with you about what some of the practices are. You know, what's the goal for all of us here? And what is it about your services, what you help people with, that are going to help them embrace all aspects of their lives? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our Diamond Combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liz.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazing that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible. Nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. It is really wonderful to be connecting and introducing all of you to Patricia Iris Currens joining us here today. Getting ready to do her show. You're just getting a snippet of what her show will be about. You know, Patricia, I think it'd be great for you to give your website out to folks. Take a minute to do that if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's www.patriciairiskerrens.com.
So I wanted to ask you, and that's K-E-R-I-N-S,
yes.
For those out there.
Yes.
A lot to talk about. You know, we're talking about the voice of global evolution. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you in terms of where you are now and what your vision is for that?
Well, it's for me, the voice of global evolution would be all of us standing together, shoulder to shoulder, and it's one voice. What you are doing with your global voice, your radio station, is you're actually putting the light out, Pat. You're focusing on all that is positive, all that is good. And as we focus on that, we amplify it, we expand it. And so that goes out into the ether. You contribute that to the collective consciousness, divine intelligence, all of that. And that affects, that has to affect people. You know, as your listeners gather together, they form an energy field of positivity, and that again affects it. It's like the 100 monkey effect, you'll have heard of it. And the more of us who come together as one, together in love and positivity, then I think we then become that voice, that single voice. We join together in that. And that has such a profound effect on everything that's happening. A lot of people are saying, oh my goodness, the whole place is in chaos, the Middle East, you know, here in Britain, the UK, we've got flooding and, you know, lots of things, topsy-turvy. And yet, for me, that's the release of stuff, if you like, from Mother Earth that has to come up and out, a release of negativity and darkness, and it will all be transmuted and transformed. So your radio station has been a vortex of light for people to connect to reach out to for that something else. I think most people these days realize that religion in its many and myriad forms, good, bad, right or wrong, is in actual fact not serving. I think so many people are beginning to realize that this source, this power, is within them. And you are helping them tap into that inner power and bring it forward. So as soon as they do that, my program will be focusing on the voice, focusing on the divine feminine, getting them balanced. And I'll be doing a lot of work with people. I'm hoping maybe to be able to bend the segment slightly just to be able to include short meditations and working with the voice and really getting people buzzing on that level. Because as they do that, the voice really lifts your vibration. And I can teach people how to balance their chakras, cleanse themselves, clear themselves. And it just is such a pick-me-up for your day. And it affects other people, you see. They feel your vibration, and you become incredibly attractive. And then, of course, the laws of attraction spring in. So that, for me, is what the voice of global evolution is. Through our voices, we help others to evolve.
You know, I want to talk about what you just said, and thank you so much. I'm so excited for your show. I wanted to talk to you about this idea of raising vibration and what we attract. You've just explained it so beautifully. I mean, it's hard to attract the things we desire when we are not aligned with the vibration that would attract them. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And,
yes, yes.
And I know that because, you know, I've lived a large part of my life really out of alignment, and that's the easiest way I know how to explain it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to talk about that, because during a break we were talking about Jesus, the divine feminine, and the divine feminine is not just for women. And, you know, you and I were talking about that during the break. You know, isn't it in itself an energy form? Isn't that really what we're talking about? And I made a comment to you that I thought, you know, that Master Jesus was one of the best representations of that. And you said something interesting to me, and I'd love for you to share that.
Yeah. Yes, it is an energy, and it is a beautiful energy, the divine feminine. It's soft, it's gentle, compassionate. And, of course, when we think about Jesus, I would call him Yeshua. Yeshua had all of that. However, it was very well balanced with the maleness, with the divine masculine energy. And then, of course, when that's operating in balance with the feminine, you actually release your full potential, Pat. That is when you step into being 100% authentic. You, here's who I am, I'm clear, don't have any stuff coming through from the past, and that way you go forward. And that is what I will be working with people with, that energy. But first of all, we need to get the feminine energy right, and that includes men. As we've just said, Jesus is one, but all men. I'm very fortunate. I'm married to someone who really brings that side of themselves forward, and I know a lot of men who do.
Yes.
However, we are also aware that in politics and all these different, if we have more of the material, the greed, the heavy ego stuff. And so as we focus our voices on expanding the feminine, then there's a lot of guys are going to come have midlife crises, but they'll be happening at all different ages. As they begin to look at themselves and think, well, hang on a minute, you know, this isn't working anymore, because these are the old paradigms, and these paradigms, believe you me, as we ascend, and so many millions of us are so prepared for this, that it's monumentous revolution almost going on here, that it will affect them all, and they will have to go into self-scrutiny and really look at how they are living their lives, because we only have one shot this lifetime to really achieve our goals.
I wanted to comment on something that you just said. You're so right. I mean, midlife crisis. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Because it's a midlife awakening, right?
Absolutely.
But it shows up as a crisis. I've actually had two of them so far. And so I wanted to talk with you about it, because you made a point that is absolutely brilliant and confusing for people. You know, it used to be, right? Do you remember this? Like, a midlife crisis was happening at 50 for people, right? Then about 20 years ago or so, I'm just going to generalize for a moment, it started to happen at about 40-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there really is no age. I mean, I was talking to a young man, had to be 30-ish, maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
He sounded like I did when I was having my midlife crisis. And I didn't put it together till you just mentioned it, that he really was at a point in time in his life that transcends age. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's what you're talking about now. You don't have to have a midlife crisis at 50. You can have one at 80 if you want. I think you're talking about the consciousness and the place and the energy that we're at right now.
Well, that's right, and it is totally transformational because the illumined beings of light, as I would call them, are really blasting us with the highest vibration of love available that we, in fact, can withstand at this time. And that is changing our physical bodies, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies at a high rate. You know, it could be quite overwhelming for people at this time. And so, I mean, I have heard of and know and clients coming in, they're really just desperately needing help. And, you know, for a lot of them, it's fine-tuning. And the more we understand that we are crystal human beings, are crystalline, we are transmitters, we are receivers, we're all one. The more understanding we have of that, and the more awareness of what's really happening, then the better it will be. But it is about reaching out for help. Could I just say that? We are so well endowed now with therapists of, gosh, every hue, every color, every creed, if you like, you know. And calling for help actually is a sign of strength. It is not a weakness. Right. And I do believe that you can cope with quite a lot on your own. And then sometimes you just need that guidance a little bit, just pulling you in, pulling you back on. And I liked the one thing you were saying about alignment. I will really be teaching people how to grow themselves like a mighty oak tree, but there'll be a love tree. We need to get solid foundations down there, real solid roots, so that you're grounded. And then as you come up, you're branching out, you're blossoming. And as you follow your heart, that is when you really emerge into the totality of what you can, could be. And, you know, everyone has great potential. I just always think of that little acorn that you pick up off the road at these times. You think, my goodness, look at what grows from that. And we are exactly the same.
Right. Well, you know, when we come back from break, Patricia, I want to talk with you more about this, as well as, you know, what does it mean to step forth into this new, and I want to call it a renewed definition of healing. Renewed, not new, not new age, renewed healing of the now generation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
That song. What a song that was. Wasn't she an X Factor winner? Wiener? Didn't she win the X Factor over in the UK? Yeah, I think she did. But anyway, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Patricia Iris Kieran's joining us here today. Boy, her radio show is going to be all about what we're talking about here today. So make sure you check out TransformationTalkRadio.com. Show is going to be airing on Sunday. Patricia, I wanted to, before the break, and I know this is, we only have a little time to talk about this, but I know you're going to address this in your show. I mean, you've been on Scottish television. You've showed demonstrations of healing. You know, what I've come to realize here recently with my own healing journey is that there is a renewed definition of healing. I don't call it a new definition because it's not new. It's actually ancient. But along the way, you know, we got into this idea that, you know, if we take a couple of pills or potions or lotions, and I'm not against that aspect of treatment, and I just want to be clear, but when we use those kinds of things and call it healing, it's a little misleading. And so let's talk about the dimensions of healing and what that really means.
Well, it's an interesting one, Pat. When I was invited on television, I was very active as a Reiki master and teaching loads of people to, you know, how to do it and all of that. And I reckon you were asking right at the top of the show about the year 2000, and
yes,
it was probably around about 2000 I kind of thought, this is too limiting. There are many modalities out there for healing, and at the end of the day, we're all channeling the same energy. So I think I got into Reiki because I needed a structure, because remember, I came to all of this with a dominant left brain, as I would call it, masculine energy, questioning, needed, you know, I'll do level one and then I'll do level two, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So having moved through all of that, beginning to channel and beginning to expand into the reality of what's really going on. And I love some of Greg Braden's book on this type of thing, if you ever read him.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Absolutely. And for me, the healing now is about the power of intention, focusing your heart energy, which has just got to be love. And as you harness that love, you send it to the focus of your attention, which is whoever's to receive it, for their highest good, obviously, and their greatest joy, and really taking control and helping the healee, if you like, take control. So you step into it together. And I think that's quite a shamanic approach, really. You know, we don't need to go to the Amazon to find shamans. We can find them in the heart of New York or Phoenix, Arizona. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are healers, powerful, powerful people who just by harnessing that love can make miracles happen. There's no doubt about it. Going back to the times of Jesus, of Yeshua, you know, he was highly trained in his healing. Yes, he came in as we all do, may I make this point,
yes,
of being a healer.
Yes.
But he went to the mystery schools. He was taught the mystery schools of Egypt, and he was taught by the Essenes, if you've heard of them,
yes,
and also sort of Magdalenes. You see, a Magdalene was a healer. And so, you know, he was well schooled in how to really focus his power of healing, and obviously he did many miracles, if you like. But then I'll come back to Greg Braden, because in one of his books, and I just can't recall, if it was The Matrix or something like that.
Or The God Code,
Yeah, if you remember that, he got four people to surround a person who had a tumor. They inserted a camera beside the tumor, and as the four people beamed the healing in, this camera filmed the tumor reducing and reducing in size.
Mm.
And they went on the body hands-on. They just beamed. They totally harnessed the power of their heart and love, and that's what they sent to that person, and that tumor disappeared. So, you know, to me that's irrefutable evidence. Not, may I say, that the allopathic or orthodox people would take that on board. They always seem to refer to any evidence as anecdotal, and certainly in UK here, not really paying much attention to all of our efforts in the, we have a national health service, you know. So for me, it is just the power of our focused intention and attention. And that can be like a laser beam. I believe that our third eye, right between your eyebrows there, that is a very powerful point. And if you almost think that the unicorn horn comes out of that, so precise, very sharp, and really focus in, you know, on somebody's physical, if their problems are in the physical, you can work miracles yourself that way.
Yeah. Wow. Patricia, I can't wait for your show. I mean, honestly, I could, Benny just gave me the cue that we have a minute or so left.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I'm just entranced. This is, you have a message that is much needed, and I want to thank you for saying yes. One last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Well, I think my personal message would be to go within and find that very large reservoir of love deep at the center of your being. And first of all, release that for yourself. Bring that love to yourself, and then you can proceed to share.
I love it. Thank you. Patricia Iris Kearns joining us here today. We're going to take, we'll see. Well, you know what? Don't forget. Tune in to Madeline tomorrow, Cosmic Connections, and I think we have Marie Manuturi coming on next. We'll see you later on, folks.